Hello, everyone, and another meditation just to keep you going and to keep you happy and to whatever else. And as always, one of the things that I always have found so useful in my own meditation practice is always the death contemplation. And one of the reasons for that is simply because it is so, I find it so relaxing and so easy, because it is an time when you don't do anything and you can just relax and you can let go. And there is a nice story about that. It's a story of a very famous Indian sage, Ramana Maharshi, who some of you may have heard of. And he had his very powerful meditation experience from doing the death contemplation. And he was this beautiful sage in India. He was active back in the 1950s at that time. And he, when you see the pictures of him, he sits in this very simple hut in the south of India, and he sits on this concrete platform. His legs are crossed, and all he has is this loincloth. And he just sits there, and he doesn't really do anything at all at any time. He doesn't speak very much or anything at all. But when he did speak, he said that the way that he attained his samadhi, because obviously he was a very profound meditator, the way he attained his samadhi was through death contemplation. And it shows you the power, once you get this idea into your mind of letting go of the world, letting go of everything, once it hits you that this is what death is all about, you start to see the remarkable similarities between the idea of dying and meditation practice. And this is the power of death contemplation, is to bring that idea into the present moment, to allow you to reap the benefit of dying, if you like, as one way of putting it, but reap the benefit of dying in the present moment, not wait till you die, and enjoy that profound journey of letting go right here and right now. And this is what he did, and he attained obviously some very, very profound samadhi. Many people said that he must have had jhana experiences, and that is where it can take you if you take it all the way. So just the basic idea of death contemplation is, first of all, it's just the idea of imagining yourself on your deathbed. And what does that feel like? And one of the things that it feels like is the kind of effort that you make. The effort that you make on your deathbed is basically no effort. Yeah, you're lying back, you're waiting to die. Quite possibly there's nobody around, and you know that there's nothing is going to happen from the moment now until the moment you die. Nothing is going to happen except for waiting to pass away. And of course, at that time, you don't do anything. You relax, you just lie down, you allow things to be. And that kind of mindset of just allowing things to be and just kind of letting go of everything, that is the mindset that you want to bring into your meditation practice, the ease of the body and the ease of the mind. But there is an additional component to the dying. And that is the component that when you are about to die, because you know that dying is about to happen, you perceive that you have no choice but to let go. And again, it's not, you don't really have to do any death contemplation very actively or anything like that. But the very fact that you know this is going to happen means that the perception of letting go is very strong. This is a feeling. You just know it by force of what is happening to you, the dying process, that now is the time to let go of everything. And so bring that feeling into the present moment, because we never know when we're going to die, because we never know when it's going to happen. It means that now is the right time to let go of everything in this world. Now is the time to do it. If you don't do it now, it may not happen when death really comes around. So now is the time to do that. So bring that perception of not being able to hold on to anything here, and then just allow that to clear the mind of obstacles, clear the mind of anything to do with this world. And as you do that, you get clarity and you get ease of not doing anything at the same time. And this is the power of this death contemplation. And then when you do that, if you have good results and it kind of works for you, then towards the end of the meditation, you can take up a particular object, if you like, and that can sometimes be metta meditation because you are just feeling very at ease and at peace and having a sense of gratitude perhaps for the whole Buddhist world. You can go to the breath at that particular point because it may be then that you have you feel at ease with the breath, and when you feel at ease with the breath, that's when that meditation starts to really work and starts to become powerful. So if you feel at ease with the idea of death, then again try it out and see if it can make you peaceful. It can seem very difficult to get into these ideas, but the reason why it is hard is simply because we're not used to them. We haven't built up these perceptions long enough. But as you keep building up these ideas within you and you start to really get into the sense that you really are going to die, you don't know when it's going to happen, then it starts to have power, it starts to have an effect. And if it makes you peaceful, it makes you at ease, it gives you all the right things, then you know that you are on the right track and this is doing the job that it's supposed to be doing for you. So let's do some meditation together and see where this takes us. Okay, so as always, at the beginning of the meditation, just relax for a while, allow things to be, allow things to settle down. Often it's just a matter of just sitting and waiting for things to calm down a little bit, just to get some distance from the world, a bit of perspective on things, just allowing things to settle down. And now to take that sense of ease and letting go even a bit further, and try to imagine yourself on your deathbed. You are lying there, you've come to the very end of your life, and there's nothing that will happen between now and your final passing away. You will not be meeting anyone, you will not be seeing anything or doing anything. All you will be doing is lying on your back on the bed, waiting to die. And what does that feel like? See if you can get a sense of the effort and the ease that happens at this particular point. And as you are ever approaching your death, you realize deep down that you have to let go of everything that belongs to this world. And all you have to do here is to bring up that perception. You don't need to reflect on it all that much. But all you need to know is to have that knowing present that things have to be let go of. And one of the most obvious things that you have to let go of are all your possessions. It is as if you are becoming an ownerless person, someone who walks on in the world without any burdens, without any kind of ownership whatsoever. And one of the other things that you realize you have to let go of as you are approaching your death, that is all the projects that you have in this life, all the work you are doing, all the hobbies, all the little things that you are doing, that you are, even that you have enjoyed in the past. But now is the time to let go of all of that. There's no more project. There's none of the work belonging to this world. All of that too has to be put behind you. So let go of all of that. And the letting go also has to encompass all your friends and family members and any people in your life. There's nothing you can take with you beyond this barrier of death. So now is the time to say goodbye to all those people in your heart and move on your own. Death is a solitary thing, but it's a beautiful and peaceful solitary thing. So now let go of all those people in your life and travel on in that solitude. And you also realize on your deathbed that so much of your identity cannot be taken with you. And now you don't have to be anything for anyone anymore. You can just be yourself. There's no stress with trying to live up to any kind of standards. And all that identity that you have, whether it is your gender, your status, your education, all of that is becoming meaningless. So let all that be. And instead, travel onwards on your last few moments of life and just bring with you all the good qualities in your heart that you have developed through this lifetime. And there is one last thing that you need to let go of through this process, and that is your physical body. That too cannot be taken with you past the point of death. To see if you can let go of that physical body, let go of your sense of ownership and attachment, as if it is nothing to do with you anymore. And then again, just travel on with this beautiful qualities that you have developed in this life. Apart from that, just experience the emptiness of it all. remarkable thing this process of dying actually is. It can be so beautiful and light and empty. And as you experience this beauty of the process, it is hard not to feel a sense of gratitude, a sense of delight and joy that this thing which is supposed to be so hard actually is so beautiful. You feel a gratitude to the Buddha, a gratitude to all your Kalyanamittas on this path, and all the people who have supported you. And when you bring up these very positive qualities through the process of letting go, then you can carry on meditating with almost any object that you like. You can move on to metta if you want, or you can stay with the breath if you prefer that. Whatever suits you at this particular time, please carry on with that. And now we're coming close to the end of the meditation, and I would again recommend you just to very briefly ask yourself if you're feeling better or not, and if you're feeling more relaxed. Again, try to understand why that is the case. Understand how this process of relaxation and letting go, how it comes about. Okay, I will be ringing the gong 3 times in a minute or two, I will end my meditation there. But of course, if you wish to carry on wherever you are, then please do so. This is the great advantage of being independent in this way. and just carrying on exactly as you like. Yeah. Okay.